DJX, monitoring.
N4DJC.
Good, Jerry, how about yourself? Did you have a good Father's Day?
Sure did. We ate at Lost Cajun yesterday afternoon. The food was packed, but the food was really good. We had eaten there probably in a year and a half, I guess.
Lost Cajun? I'm assuming that's Cajun food then, correct?
Yes. I didn't know. Am I not getting into the machine very good today, or?
It's me. You're the third person that said that they're hearing a lot of static on mine. I don't know what it is.
I hear a little bit, but not much. But yeah, it's Louisiana food. They had, the jambalaya and other stuff there that they usually have. So it's real good, too. It's not very expensive, but it's a little on the warm side, though.
Yeah, my wife, she likes Cajun food. I can take it or leave it.
She's a lighter gumbo, but I give you little samples of it. It was a little too hot for me yesterday, so I just had fried catfish and hush puppies.
But I don't like it so hot that I can't taste it.
I got kind of choked up on it. I got some kind of reflux problem or something, and if it's too spicy, I get kind of choked up on it sometimes. So I try to stay. I can stand a little bit of it, but I can't stand the super hot stuff or even medium hot, I guess. If it's a little warm, it's okay for me. But once it gets up past a certain point, I can't eat it.
On that, I never have been real spicy hot foods.
Probably years ago I could eat it, but I mean it's been 25 years ago, but I can't eat it anymore. It's just too hard on me. So I don't fool with it. Plenty of other good stuff out there without going that warm anyway. You been busy today? Are you already at home?
Eddie at home. That's why I'm wondering what's going on with the radio. I don't know if it's me or what, but it's like a wave comes through and I can hear you good, and then there's just a bunch of static. I can still make you out, but then there's a bunch of static.
You're real good that time. I mean, you were... Sound like you usually do. The other time there was a little static, not much though. It wasn't any white noise. It just sounded like a little static maybe. But I don't hear it be coming from. It doesn't sound like it's coming from your end though. But man, it could be just outside of the repeater antenna. You never know.
I don't know. Like I said, I was talking to Andrew and Ken earlier, and they both mentioned it, but they could hear each other fine. But I was coming in with static, and then here you mentioned it right out of the gate, so I was wondering, figuring there's something on my end.
Well, I guess the SWR is all right on it. It would show up there if there's any kind of short or anything like that in it, but sometimes it can be a faulty connection or something not grounded. About the only way to do it is just put a meter on the cable on the coax and make sure the coax is okay. If it's okay, then you know if there's anything else, it's either a connector somewhere or maybe even an antenna. But is it intermittent or is it just all, is it all the time?
Intermittent, it comes and goes. And like I said, it's like a wave or the wind blowing. It just, I don't know if it's blowing the leaves around in between me and the repeater or what.
What antenna do you have up?
Some antenna, and I forgot which one it was, but it's 17 foot tall, 2 meter vertical.
Man, I think that'll be full quiet and into the repeater from your location. That much antenna up. You got some elevation too on top of that. Could be a connection maybe, I don't know. Or it could be, conditions are different sometimes, especially during the summertime. It could be a troposducting coming through or humidity or vegetation. It could be just about anything sometimes. I had one antenna I had trouble with for a while, and whenever that thing would, whenever the wind would blow, it would back funny, and I finally figured out I didn't have it grounded well enough at the, where I had it attached to the, to the coax. It was something that was just intermittent in it. Whenever the wind blew, and it would lose a little bit of contact, but it would just, you know, it would stop receiving. It wasn't staticky. It wasn't noisy. It just didn't work. But something like what you're describing, what it sounds, you know, it could be conditions. I mean, 2 meters. You know, I mean, it's not like HF, but you can't have, you know, it can't get funky sometimes.
Telling them, I tend to notice it more when I get home in the evening and it's hot and the sun's shining right on the antenna. That's when I tend to notice it more often. But as it cools down, it usually comes back around and works up there this weekend if I'm not busy and try to check the ground and make sure everything's okay.
Does it have radials or is it a collinear or what kind of antenna? I mean, what type of antenna is it?
It does have 3 radials on it. It's 2 meter and 70 centimeters, so those are for the 70 centimeter, if I remember right.
Probably I'm not that familiar with tram. I remember people, I know people use them, they like them. That may be what it is. It may be just something loose, you never know. I mean, sometimes it doesn't take much, and if it's, when it's so hot in the daytime and it cools off fast at night like it does where you're located, it may have something to do with it, but I just don't know. That's one of those mysteries sometimes. You may think you solve it, and then you don't, and then sometimes it just goes away on its own. But give me something intermittent. But if it's staticky, that sounds more like conditions to me than a problem with your feed line or anything like that.
KO4NNJ, can I butt in on you guys' conversation for just a second?
Come on in here.
It tends to do it more when the sun's on the antenna in the hot part of the day. I'll say if it is a slight loose connection or a weak connection in the heat of the day, when that sun's heat heats up the antenna, it might expand a little bit, might be causing your connection issues.
We're thinking, but like I said, I have to wait till this weekend when I can get up there and check it out a little better. But I think that might be what's going on. But it did do it with another antenna before I put this one up too, so I don't know what's going on with it. It could just be a bad location, something interfering with it.
Hope you find it. That's chasing down gremlins is always a little bit mind-numbing, but, you know, best of luck to you on it. You're at least coming in clear, even if it is a little bit staticky. I can hear you just fine, make everything out great.
Let me know, and, chasing down these gremlins sometimes, that's the fun part of this hobby, and working on cars for a living, I'm used to that, so I'll get it figured out sooner or later.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
I'll leave you guys to it. I'll be clear, KO4NNJ.
You got Patrick and Jerry here.
Yeah, I heard you. And I'll tell you something else that will give you fits. If you've got a slightly loose solder connection on the coax and it heats up and the connector actually expands, that will cause you problems too. I had one of those, and I've had to re-solder the coax and get it connected back right. So that'll give you problems with an antenna too.
That's what I got to look at. I've got to go through the coax on it, and I may even put new ends on it. But guys, I got a phone call, so I'm gonna have to stay 7-3s here for a little bit and hop out. KO4 H kicks, and I'll be clear.
Good, Jerry.
Have a good afternoon. How you doing, Rusty?
Oh, pretty good. Getting off of my road, they've started reconstructing my section, the little 3-mile section of my road from by the school. It's up the road from me a half a mile to out to Blackstock Road, which is about another 2.5 miles the other direction. They finally decided after all these years that they needed to grind this thing back down, get it down, rebuild the base. Then right now it's got gravel on it so we can drive on the side they've done. And then go through and they're going to build it up so that when they get through with it, the new asphalt surface is going to be 4 inches higher than the one that's there now. Fun, fun, fun. Of course, all that dust and everything is blowing everywhere today.
And all that gravel all over the side of your car, too. I hate driving on that stuff. They worked on one of our roads. It took them, gosh, I bet they kept that thing torn up for about 6 months. It seemed like it was about a 3 or 4 mile stretch of road, but they seemed like they just took the time doing it.
Working on a tight sketch. They just finished one about the same length, doing the same thing they're doing here. And it took them about 4.5 weeks. And they've got a 6-week window here, and they've got to get it done and get through with it. So hopefully they'll get it done and have it done by the end of next month, hopefully.
A pretty reasonable amount of time there. I think that when they started this one, blow the house, Danny, I think they ran out of money or something and they put it on hold for a while, and there was a two lane, but you know, one of the lanes was elevated like you're talking about, and either one of the grinders went bad. Anyway, they had a time getting it done. But they were working on it during the cool weather too, which is not conducive to road work.
It can be some nasty conditions too, and everything. So, and cold weather means rainy weather too, and that's not good for doing new asphalt work and rebuilding road bases and all that stuff too, because they got to have a certain dryness in the ground before they can put what they've done. But they've mixed cut it all up today and then ground it up more with one of the pieces of equipment they had to make it finer. And then they mixed concrete mix with it and put that all down and wet it down and set it down and packed it down. And then they put 2.5 inches of gravel over the top of that and packed that down. So it's pretty well what it is right now. So they've got it down to a good science, and they did that. They did just one lane in front of my house from where they started down to the bridge that crosses the creek below me. I don't know if they got beyond that. I'll find out tomorrow when I have to go out the other way to go up to Wally World. So I'll find out and see what they got done tomorrow. And also, how's things going with you, Jerry?
Very good, Rush. You had a good weekend. Had the grandkids over and did the Father's Day thing yesterday afternoon, and it was real enjoyable. It was a little wet, but it was still enjoyable. We had a good time. And just been taking it easy this afternoon. I already been out and done run a lot of errands for had to go to Walmart and Sam's and get some fuel for the car. The whole the Monday routine for us, it seems like. N4DJC Friday.
W2 T-Mobile. Yeah, I've got to run out to Wally World tomorrow. I'll go up there and get that done in the morning. And I'll, it just is, I've been out there watching them work on the road today, and they pretty well ground up that surface and ground it down to a depth of about 2.5 or 3 inches down there and then they packed it all down, and then they put, you know, gravel over the top of it and packed that down once they got through with that section of it today. So I don't know how far they got, but whether they got up to the interstate bridge or not today, but I'll find out when I go out that way tomorrow when I head to Wally World. Right now I'm going to go down here and see if I can find me a little something to snack on for supper before I go to rehearsal tonight.
Sounds good. I think I may have to grab something here in a little bit myself. I would have to have a light lunch today. We ate at Lost Cajun yesterday on Pelham Road. They've got really good food there. We enjoyed it. And so we ate a little more yesterday than we usually do. We've been kind of taking it light today. But I'm getting a little hungry, Frankie. I always try to finish any eating I do. I try to finish up around 6 or 6:30 or so. I don't like to eat late in the evening. So I'm gonna run down there in just a minute and see what I can scrounge up. I'm gonna jump out here and say 73 to you, Rusty. Hope everything goes well for you. Grab you something good, especially if you're gonna have to rehearse tonight. N4DJC, clear up to you.
Have a good rest of the afternoon. Like I said, I'm probably gonna go up here and hit Chick-fil-A and get some Chick-fil-A nuggets and have that before I go over to rehearsal. Hey, by the way, just before you go, you hear anything from that old Worry Wart TR today?
I went on the radio yesterday. I listened a little bit, but I had the radio on this afternoon since about last time, but I haven't heard him on today at all. So I didn't turn it on this morning when I got up, so I haven't heard him today at all. So I'm sure he's around somewhere, at least hopefully he is anyway. Maybe he'll chirp in here if we keep talking about him, Rusty.
Well, he got overfed yesterday for Father's Day because, you know, he's got a daughter to live and grandkids that live there in this area, and they're down Simpsonville, and his wife and all. You know, and of course, his wife does a lot of good cooking, so, you know, he might be overstuffed today, and he just can't get up and waddle out of the chair today.
Yeah, maybe he's still in one of those food-induced stupors like we get in sometimes when we eat too much.
Having in Christmas.
I kind of minded what I ate yesterday. I ate more than I usually do, but I didn't eat too much. But that's the first time we just have started going back out again and eating. That's the first time, probably the second. Maybe the second time we've eaten inside since we got our shots and all. I've been getting carry out and that sort of thing, but we ate down at Bimini's in Greenville, the seafood place, and it was really good. That was for lunch, and there weren't many people in there. Yesterday, that place was packed yesterday. It's small, but it'd be a Father's Day. There were a lot of people there. We had to wait a while before we'd get seated. But anyway, yeah, I think maybe we'll rouse him up a little bit later on in the evening. Who knows, Rusty?
Yeah, maybe he'll show up after I reach rehearsal tonight. And I went to Blue Bay for lunch yesterday, and I ate a sandwich that disagreed that the seasoning on the dressing that was on the sandwich Saturday afternoon disagreed with me. So my stomach was messed up a little bit Saturday night. And of course, I had to call a 40-meter net Saturday night, which didn't make things any better, for sitting there for 2.5 hours, and then got up yesterday morning and just did not feel like getting up and going to church to sing, so I let the choir director know that I wouldn't be there. And about 10:30, quarter of 11, about 11 o'clock, I decided I could hit me a shower, and then I got over to the Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant about, just a few minutes before 12, and I beat the crowd. And there were a number of people there when I got there, but when I left, they were waiting in the lobby for seating. So I got there and got in and got my calendar and got out the door again. So I'm catching into some traffic here over here on 290 as I get closer to 85 where I cross over. So I'll catch you later, Jerry. You have a good one. N4DJC, W2T, W73s for now.
TG, Rusty. Be careful out there. Talk to you later.